Gosso acclamation. A clean heart create from you, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation. A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been ill for a long time. He said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but I am on my way. Someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take up and walk?'" The man who was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin again, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. Gospel of the Lord. So this man was cured, but Jesus told him, "Do not sin again." Also, it's a warning to all of us not to sin means always doing well the will of God the Father for each one of us. Whatever we do, with sincerity, with blessing, although at times it's difficult to fulfill our job, but if it is the will of God, there's always the strength, always the light. Let's ask Jesus to give us the strength to do well today, whatever we have to do, trusting in His help. What is impossible for man is possible for God. So Jesus, give us your helping hand. Jesus, we trust in you.